Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Acceptance of deposits from the public is a heavily regulated domain under the Indian laws, and rightly so. Companies cannot come and cheat depositors. Under the Companies Act, as a general rule, a company is prohibited from accepting public deposits. SEBI has got elaborate regulations to prevent any company from illegally accessing and accepting deposits from the public. The Reserve Bank of India controls tightly the acceptance of deposits by banks, NBFCs, finance companies, chit funds, and any other banking or parabanking entity. The CRPC makes it a crime if deposits are accepted from the public and it amounts to forgery, fraud and cheating. The Income Tax Act heavily scrutinizes instances where public deposits were involved. And almost every state has a specific act for regulating the issue of deposits accepted by any entity from the public. Like in Maharashtra, we have the MPID Act, which is a very heavy act to punish anybody who illegally induces and accepts deposits from the public. So the present laws are pretty comprehensive, are pretty empowered to be able to punish, prevent, prosecute and penalize any instance or entity or company that violates these laws and accepts deposits from the public. If these laws were collectively well administered and there was no laxity or lacuna in it, I'm sure instances of public being defrauded by Ponzi schemes, by fraudulent deposit schemes would be pretty rare. But it is because the authorities are negligent, it is because the laws are not tightly administered, it is because the authorities are not vigilant and aware enough that these kind of schemes proliferate. If you go by sheer common sense or the way these schemes operate, there are marketing agents of these schemes all over and they are in public eye and domain. How does it happen that despite so many laws to prevent, to prohibit these kind of schemes, how is it that despite that, these schemes take place and the authorities are caught napping? West Bengal is a classic case of Ponzi schemes which have duped crores of people in the state. The state was littered with all kinds of Ponzi schemes and it was very clear that the authorities have connived with it, and it was also later found that these kind of fraudulent schemes had the blessings of the ruling party, which was a direct beneficiary of these schemes. Whether you refer to the Rose Valley scheme, you refer to the Sarda scam, you refer to the laughable instances like the potato bonds, the fact is that the authorities somewhere connived, and all these schemes had some kind of a support of a ruling party minister, MP or MLA, and it gave a semblance of comfort or acceptance or blessings of the government for these kind of schemes, which was quite contrary to the law of the land. All that it took was to print glossy brochures, engage the services of some ruling politician, promise fabulous returns, give great commissions to the marketing agents, and gather tens of thousands of crores from the gullible and also greedy investors. West Bengal was actually looted rampantly by these kind of schemes. The authorities were actually sleeping. They were probably consciously sleeping because their connect, their blessings to the ruling party were very, very clear and obvious. All that is needed to prevent these kind of Ponzi schemes from cheating the public is to ensure that the authorities act on time. The authorities and the acts are sufficiently empowered to punish, prohibit, penalize and prosecute anybody associated with these schemes. So if these kind of Ponzi schemes take place, it is not because there is a vacuum in the law of the land. It is not because there is a lacuna in the law of the land. It is not that there are limitations of the law. It is just that there were vacuums and lacunas in the way these laws were administered by the authorities of the respective states. All that probably was needed was maybe, based on empirical experience, maybe plug the loopholes in the laws that may have come, or maybe strengthen them further, or maybe modify the act to suit new Ponzi schemes that might have come over and penalize them. You did not need new laws. We have enough of laws to handle this kind of a crime. But in India, whenever a scam takes place, the natural reaction of the government is to come up with another law. What we don't do is to review and modify and tighten the existing laws. What we end up doing is yet another law, yet another reason for complicity by the authorities, and yet another round of confusion and complication. If the authorities are not pulled up, and if they are not held accountable for not enforcing the law, it does not justify the making of a new law. It serves no purpose. But that's just what has happened. The government has issued, has initiated a bill for banning unregulated public deposit schemes, but they were already banned under the existing laws. It proposes a heavy punishment by way of fine and imprisonment for anybody found indulging in these kind of Ponzi or public deposit schemes. But that is already provided. You could have probably increased the penalty and imprisonment under the existing laws. So we have yet another law in the offing, and this is of course in response to the Ponzi schemes of West Bengal in recent times. I don't think a new law was needed. All that you needed was to tighten the existing laws. We end up getting new acts because the authorities did not act in time. It is time not to clutter our legislation, not to clutter our legal situation, not to clutter our daily lives with new and new laws. What we need to do is probably strengthen the existing ones, plug the loopholes therein, but most important, ensure that the authorities do not connive and they enforce the heavily armed laws, the heavy powers that are given to them under the existing laws. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.